MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Martin Ackerman. He is Citadel Chief Economist. Martin, appreciate the time. It was back in February, literally. We had the budget one day, and then a day later, Russia attacks Ukraine. This is having massive, obviously, political issues, but there are economic implications too, and one of those is a threat of recession.
Yeah, we went into this year with quite a healthy economic base coming out of COVID globally and also in SA. And unfortunately, you know, with the war in Ukraine, the economic outlooks very quickly deteriorated. So beginning of this year, the expectation of the likelihood for a global recession was around about 25%. And suddenly in a couple of weeks, and now we're sitting very close to 50%. So, and the reason for that is, you know, the impact from Russia, Ukraine is basically on commodity prices. So all consumers are feeling it in terms of paying energy, petrol, food, and that's eating away in terms of your disposable income. And, you know, that continues much longer. Eventually, well, consumer confidence are already at levels we've seen during COVID. So the consumers in the Western world is not happy, and that will impact consumer demand, and that can lead to a global recession in the next 18 months or so.
Hey, one of the issues, and you know, we had some tailwinds last year. One of them was agriculture, and of course, some of the shine has been taken out of that with higher input costs, fertilizer and the like. We also had the mining boom, but you make the point. I mean, the commodities are they're back a bit. They're still fairly elevated, but it is issues such as cost of energy. I mean, we're an importer of oil, and it's gone from 50 to plus 100. I mean, it has doubled.
Yeah, so SA, we probably in a slightly better position compared to the rest of the world, simply because we export a lot of the commodities that's now been sanctioned on Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, we definitely had that tailwind from, you know, commodity boom as the world came out of COVID. That really helped us in terms of also more tax revenue collection and a better budget balance. You alluded to agriculture that done extremely well also last year. Now, unfortunately, this year, agriculture is going to face some headwinds, the energy input cost, fertilizer, which is also coming out of Russia, Ukraine, that will increase in terms of cost. So agriculture definitely is some headwind, but yeah, the expectation is that we can again benefit from stronger commodity demand. But unfortunately, you know, and we've seen it of late, that there is definitely a bigger demand for our commodities, but our logistical network is failing. You know, if you think about the ports and the railway and getting the commodities out, and on top of that, we had the floods in KZN. But nevertheless, there's still a chance for us to probably benefit from that increased demand. And that's why the Reserve Bank increased their growth forecast for SA from about 1.7% in the beginning of this year to about 2%. So while the rest of the world is slowing, we can again have some commodity tailwind. But don't make a mistake, our local consumers will also and already feel the pain in terms of, you know, paying more for petrol and food, given the global issues we are dealing with.
Yeah, and you make that point. We've got to get those commodities to market, perhaps, is our bigger challenge. You mentioned your Citadel recession scorecard that has fairly jumped. I mean, recession still isn't certain. I mean, you're saying maybe 50%, a little bit under 50%. So unlikely, but it's still prudent for investors to look at de-risking portfolios. And truthfully, we should have probably started this process over the last couple of months.
Yeah, I think the market, you know, today pretty much already priced in some risk for recession. But where we are right now, even, you know, if we don't see a recession in the next 12 months, the geopolitical environment is very, very uncertain. So we're probably in for quite a volatile market environment. It is unlikely that growth will improve significantly from these levels. So in that kind of environment, yes, 100% right, to follow a more cautious approach makes a lot of sense. But we're also sitting with very high inflation levels. Mm. So you can't just go and hide in cash because you will get poorer from making that investment on day one. So you still need to have some good quality growth assets, exposure to great global companies in your portfolio to make sure that you can beat inflation over a 3 to 5 year period.
Yeah, and you make the point in your note, avoid those. You said your team always cautions against the expensive assets, and we've certainly seen some of those under pressure. A last question. You mentioned that, you know, maybe we get a recession. The bigger point probably is that we might not get a recession, but as what you just said, it's still going to be tough.
So the growth or no growth for that matter, is one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is that we are sitting with inflation that we haven't seen in many, many years. So for investors, that should be the first hurdle to get over, to make sure that your portfolio or even your business can actually beat inflation. Obviously, a recession environment will make that even more tricky. But that aside, you know, inflation is not going to disappear very soon, given the supply issues that we are dealing with. And that's why, you know, we need to look for real assets that can actually add value in that space to our portfolios.
We'll leave that there. That's it, our Chief Economist, Martin Ackerman. Appreciate the time today. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists.